Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So even in New York City, it is starting to look like a buyer's market for housing out there. And one strategy that sellers are using to make a greater profit on the sale of their homes and to make them saleable at all in New York and elsewhere is to do the selling themselves and thereby forego paying a 6% commission to a broker. For Sale by Owner, or FSBO, has become so popular that Craigslist has added a FSBO category to its real estate section. We have two guests now who gave FSBO a shot. Sarah Morse sold her two-bedroom co-op in Brooklyn Heights without a broker in June, and I gather that the other guest is on the way because she is at this moment showing her Park Slope duplex. So we hope that Allison Milgram will get here. But Sarah Morse, welcome to WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So how does this work? How do you know enough to sell your apartment without a broker?
The only reason that my husband and I had the chutzpah to do this is we had neighbors who had done it. They'd moved within our building and had sold their co-op right above us themselves. And so she was our mentor through every step of the process. And there's no way we could have done it without that that guide.
How did you get the word out to potential buyers?
The main tool is the New York Times real estate listings. And with everything being online, I know when I went shopping for an apartment, I went online. And so you put your listing up there, you take good photos. That is the main thing. We put it on Craigslist as well, and we also did flyers around the neighborhood, which immediately got taken down by the neighborhood curmudgeon who doesn't like flyers. So, I mean, you know, it really was all about the New York Times site.
Brokers, you know, also use their professional expertise to help you set the highest possible price. Do you think you got as much as you could possibly get for your place?
In this market, I do think we did. There might have been a little wiggle at the very end of about $10,000 to $15,000 where we did not have the negotiation skills. We didn't have kind of the poker face that a professional would have had. But in terms of putting it out there at the right price and getting a lot of people in to look at it, I don't think a broker could have done a better job.
And how much money did you save by doing this?
Well, it depends on how you do the math. Given this market, we certainly had to come down from our asking price. And if we had had a broker and had sold at the price that we ended up selling at, you know, we've saved about $50,000-$60,000.
Oh, that's a lot. Can you tell us real briefly what kind of place you sold for how much?
Sure. It was one thing we did that wasn't completely kosher, but it is completely legal, is we did have a broker come and view it and help us price it, and then we put it on ourselves. And so when he helped define it as a 2.5-bedroom, because it has sort of an open dining room, so 2.5, 1 bath in Brooklyn Heights, pre-war, and we listed it at $799 and sold it for $737.5.
At when was this?
This, we got signed contract end of June.
Uh-huh. So, okay, before all of this stuff hit. Now, Allison Milgram is here. She has just been showing her Park Slope duplex herself without a broker as a FSBO participant. Hey, Allison, how'd it go?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. We get a lot of interest, actually, where open houses are usually very crowded, and that's a good sign.
That's a lot of company, but no sale.
Not yet.
Getting the offers.
What?
The hard thing is getting the offers. Yeah. We had tons of people come through the apartment, but getting someone to make an offer.
So you've got a duplex in Park Slope, Allison. Is it possible for you to judge how much the value of that home has declined since this crisis really hit on September 15th?
Well, it's hard to say. I still think homes and apartments in this area have kept their value. I mean, I just think that buyers are more skittish, but I don't feel like it's lost that much value.
Wendy in Washington Heights has a FSBO horror story. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Oh, no. Yeah, it was really bad. We were buying a for sale by owner co-op, and the people who were selling it were not really proactive, so we had to try to figure out everything that was going on and all of the processes that we needed to do. And in the meantime, the building was changing management companies, so the board didn't even get our package for 6 weeks, and there was no broker chasing all of this down. So if I were to do it again, a sale for sale by owner, I would hire a broker myself to walk me through it.
And pay them something. So did you go through anything like that, Sarah Morse?
Well, I would actually agree that where I would not do it myself again was at the end process, the final negotiation, and then working through the whole co-op process and all of that. It was a lot of work, and I was chasing my management company and doing all of that. And that's where you kind of wanted the middleman.
Yeah, there's such a flurry of activity there at the end. You had a lawyer, though, right?
We did, but he got a little tired of us. we depended on him more than if we had had a broker, definitely.
Allison, we got a minute. You want to describe your place? And, maybe one of our listeners will buy it.
Sure. It's 1,100 square feet. It's very large. It has a lot of charm with exposed brick and stained glass and details. It has a garden, and it's a duplex. And the second level, the duplex, is quite large. It could even be two rooms just on its own, and it has its own bathroom on that level.
And what are you asking?
We're asking $599, which is really a good deal.
What do you think it would have gone for a year ago? Any guess?
Probably $639 or $625.
Well,
it's appraised for over $600.
And how should people get in touch with you if they are actually interested? Don't give your phone number on the air.
How about an email address?
Should we do it? You know what? We'll take it.
Well,
what are we going to do?
New York Times.
Hang on, Mike. Go on New York Times and find your ad?
Yeah, I can give my address, or you said not to.
Let's see. Okay, my producer is...
They can
is
look by my name, my last name.
Which...
On the New York Times real estate section is
Milgrom. M-I-L-G-R-O-M?
Right.
Allison Milgrom, selling that duplex in Park Slope, M-I-L-G-R-O-M. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
And Sarah Morse, congratulations.
Thank
where
you.
Where do you live now?
We bought a new condo in Carroll Garden.
Oh, that's great. Okay, congratulations. Thank you both. FSBO, for sale by owner. And that's one way to do it. Another, did you hear about the Michigan couple raffling off their house? Instead of selling it for $250,000 for one buyer, they're just selling $100 raffle tickets to anyone and everyone. They figure if they sell at least 2,500 tickets, they hit their price, and then someone gets a house for $100. We will follow up on this on Friday. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.